Oh, my knee hurts so much. God damn. Thought I would do it. 12 a.m. Midnight ramble. Just woke up. Gonna do all the super early morning things, gym, etc. But I need to eat first. Oh, my knee hurts so bad. Oh, my knee's been like, that's so old. My knee's been acting up. Like, I just woke up one day and it was, like, inflamed. And I was like, what the hell, man? I gotta, like, stretch like crazy, you know? And, like, I like doing, like, squats in the gym. But I think it's because when I'm at my computer, I sit on my knee, if that makes sense. Ooh, pretty ribs. Yeah, my knee ribs. And some rice. I'm going to eat tamales. Nah, I don't have sauce for the tamales. Well, maybe we have a little bit of sauce, and that's not enough. What was I saying? Yes. When I'm, you know, let me get the food out first. So I can focus. The little air fryer. Grab this. Grab some. So when I'm at my computer, I kind of like sit with my leg folded underneath me. So I like, it like bends and it like stays bent for a very extended period of time. And I think that kind of fucked up my knee a bit. But it hurts, it hurts. Ah, it hurts. Where's my tongs? I'm just gonna put some ribs in the air fryer. Let's do 3, 1, 2. Fucking just stuck together. Take some of that. Hell yeah. Ooh, I'm excited. I'm gonna drink, you know what? I'm gonna drink a monster too. Yes! I can't wait. What was I saying? So with my leg folded underneath me, so I think I fucked up my knee. Oh man, it's too early. Let's get ice too for the monster. I'm gonna wash this bowl first. This is less of a ramble and more of a listen to now I wake up. Oh yeah, so like when I wake up, I like to, I know I'm waking up really late. I usually like to wake up like at 2 a.m.-ish and then go to the gym at 3 a.m. But the schedule's been everywhere and I kinda wanna get into a schedule for streaming. That day was dope. I don't know how many people were there, but it was really fun. But as I was saying, so it's about 12 a.m. right now, midnight. I'll take some ice. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just listening. You know, it's fine. Bring this one. That's okay. My brain does not work right now, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's early morning. We're chilling. We're vibing. We're chilling. Yeah, so anyways, when I wake up, that's what I was saying. When I wake up, I like to watch TikTok for a little bit. I like the doom scroll. It wakes me up, you know. And then, a video that I posted about 4 years ago, and it reminded me of like the second grade. In the second grade, I only had friends that were girls, and but during recess, I like playing Foursquare, and so I was playing Foursquare, with those bouncy red balls that you play handball with. Where's my, there it is. And I don't remember, I think I was really good at that game. I was like, if there was like a professional four square league when I was in second grade, I would have been like it, you know? I would have been the one. And so like I get him with like, I get this kid with like a corner hit, you know what I'm saying? A little like heavy corner hit. Cause like in my school, we wouldn't do soft. We would go, kadoosh, kadoosh, you know? So we were real ones. Like for handball, some people would do like no waterfalls or something like that. Where like, if it waterfalled, it didn't count. It had to bounce off the wall physically. And I know some of you probably don't know what that means, but in handball. This is all elementary school games. It's not like I remember, but like when I see handball on TikTok, they use a little tiny like racquetball or like a the size of a tennis ball. Ours was like a bouncy ball, like the size of like a basketball, right? But it's a very bouncy red ball. And so if you hit it from the, you can hit, and then some people would play no backsies, meaning like if it went behind you, like because there's a square line, right? There's like a big square. And if the ball went behind the line, you were out. But those people were pussies, man. I fucking hated playing with those kids. Because, like, they weren't athletic enough to, like, run around, you know? Like, or they just, like, weren't fast enough. But when you played with, like, the good people, all the things were in there. Except for, like, waterfalls. You couldn't waterfall because that's just, like, you can't beat a waterfall because the ball will bounce perfectly in the air where it skids the wall and it goes... But it doesn't bounce. It just like scratches the wall. So you hear that it touched the wall. But it wouldn't bounce. It would just slide straight down and you can't hit it back, you know? I guess I wasn't good enough. I mean, no one was good enough. I mean, it literally can't. Because the ball has to hit the floor. You know, you can't like, could you do that? Could you hit the ball? No, I don't think you could. The ball had to, you had to hit the ball, it had to bounce once, hit the wall, go back, right? So, like, you would hit it really hard, it would go all the way to the back line, you know? And then the other kid would hit it hard, but then you would go over and you would hit it softly. So, hit the floor, the wall, and they had to run all the way back, and that was the game, dude. Okay, so I played that. I didn't like the other ball, but... Four square, I was so good at, dude. I was good at handball, I was good at four square, I was good at kickball. We didn't really play like other sports. There was just like a blacktop recess thing. And I remember I beat this kid, and his name was Jacob. He was like my like elementary school bully. let me get rice first before I get too long. Even though I wash my plate, I like to rinse it a second time. So warm it in there. First rinse is with soap, the second one is just with water. Let's get some old rice. If you ever get old rice, and it's, where's my spoon? If you ever get old rice and it gets too dry, or, you know what I mean? Just put the whole rice on your plate and then get a little tiny bit of water and pour it over the top. It'll like, it'll just rehydrate it so it's not as hard. Okay. There's my cup. And by a little bit, I mean like this. You just go to your water, you go. Oh, done. Then you just pour it over the top. Water should steam up. Get rid of all the wrinkles in the rice. Ice, water, ribs. I should make eggs, but nah. should get spinach too, but nah, I'm just gonna eat straight rice and meat. Anyways, this kid was like kind of like my elementary school bully. He's just like a really mean kid. He punched me in the face, and I knocked out. Like, I blacked out. Like, I legitimately, like, I woke up and I was laying on the floor. And I don't know if you guys know what recess is, like the kid show. And the opening is like, it's like fade to black, but then it like opens slowly, like a center dot in the middle, like a pinwheel that opens all the way and more vision comes through. And there's kids like looking down, and all you see is their heads come into like frame. That's exactly what happened to me. I was knocked out. I looked up, and there was these like kids and these heads like looking over at me, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I started crying. And we walked to class, and he was like apologetic because he knew he was gonna get in trouble. And then the girls I was friends with were like, "What the fuck, Jacob? David would never do that. Why did you hit him?" And so, I mean, we got into a fight because like I won. I was like, "What? I fucking won," or some shit. I don't know. I didn't cuss as a kid. I don't really cuss that much now. But I was like, "I won, whatever." And he was like, "Oh yeah?" And he put his hands up, and I put my hands up, and then he just punched me right away. And I was like, "Okay." shit was funny. And then we went to like, we had to walk to the principal's office, and then we both got expelled. And honestly, it was like the greatest like few days of my life, because I got to stay home, and that was everything. I loved staying home when I was sick. Oh, see, nice and steamy rice. Oh, it's hot. Alright, my ribs should be done. So I'm gonna cut that story short. But thank you for listening to my little ramble. And I'm gonna eat this and do all the morning. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.